by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, each and every single morning, we begin our day, begin our mornings by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then we must give our full attention to the recitation of the Quran. Let's inshallah listen to the recitation of the Quran as well as the translation in the Urdu language. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ اِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ
اور یہود نے اللہ کی قدر نہ جانی جیسی چاہیے تھی جب بولے اللہ نے کسی آدمی پر کچھ نہیں اتارا
قُلْ مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِّلنَّاسِ تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا
تم فرماؤ کس نے اتاری وہ کتاب جو موسیٰ لائے تھے روشنی اور لوگوں کے لیے ہدایت جس کے تم نے الگ الگ کاغذ بنا لیے ظاہر کرتے ہو اور بہت سا چھپا لیتے ہو
وَعُلِّمْتُمْ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ
اور تمہیں وہ سکھایا جاتا ہے جو نہ تم کو معلوم تھا نہ تمہارے باپ دادا کو
قُلِ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ
اللہ کہو پھر انہیں چھوڑ دو ان کی بےہودگی میں کھیلتا
وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا
اور یہ ہے برکت والی کتاب کہ ہم نے اتاری تصدیق فرماتی ان کتابوں کی جو آگے تھی اور اس لیے کہ تم ڈر سناؤ سب بستیوں کے سردار کو اور جو کوئی سارے جہان میں اس کے گرد ہیں
والذین یؤمنون بالآخرة یؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون
اور وہ جو آخرت پر ایمان لاتے ہیں اس کتاب پر ایمان لاتے ہیں اور اپنی نماز کی حفاظت کرتے ہیں
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ
اور اس سے بڑھ کر ظالم کون؟ جو اللہ پر جھوٹ باندھے یا کہے مجھے وحی ہوئی اور اسے کچھ وحی نہ ہوئی اور جو کہے ابھی میں اتارتا ہوں ایسا جیسا خدا نے اتارا.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ.
اور کبھی تم دیکھو جس وقت ظالم موت کی سختیوں میں ہیں اور فرشتے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں.
اخرجوا انفسکم,
کہ نکالو اپنی جانیں.
اليوم تجزون عذاب الہون بما کنتم تقولون علی اللہ غیر الحق وکنتم عن آیاتہ تستکبرون.
آج تمہیں خواری کا عذاب دیا جائے گا بدلہ اس کا کہ اللہ پر جھوٹ لگاتے تھے اور اس کی آیتوں سے تکبر کرتے.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُم مَّا حَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ.
اور بے شک تم ہمارے پاس اکیلے آئے جیسا ہم نے تمہیں پہلی بار پیدا کیا تھا, اور پیٹھ پیچھے چھوڑ آئے جو مال و متاع ہم نے تمہیں دیا تھا.
وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ.
اور ہم تمہارے ساتھ تمہارے ان سفارشیوں کو نہیں دیکھتے جن کا تم اپنے میں ساجھا بتاتے تھے.
لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنكُم مَّا كُنتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
بے شک تمہارے آپس کی ڈور کٹ گئی اور تم سے گئے جو دعوے کرتے تھے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ریویوز اور مندر انشاءاللہ الحمدللہ عز و جل. سورہ الانعام, which is the sixth chapter of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, we listen to Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Surah Al-Baqarah, and then Ali Imran, and then Surah An-Nisa, which is chapter number 4, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Chapter number 5 was Surah Al-Ma'idah. Chapter number 6, which is Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillah, Azzurrah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to listen to the Quran entirely. But moreover, my dear viewers, it's not just listening to the glorious Quran, it's reading the Quran too. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to read the Quran, to regularly recite the glorious Quran, to recite it as much as possible, inshallah, azza wa jal, a chapter a day. Maybe sometimes a chapter a day may be long. A juz a day, even if that's too long, my dear viewers, one part a day, if that's too long, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to read a half, a quarter, at least to open the Quran and read every single day. I think this is the most important thing, that no matter how much we read, as long as we open the Quran and we read something, inshallah, each and every single day, because this itself is beautiful, is great. Imagine beginning every morning with the recitation of the glorious Quran, listening to the Quran, reading the Quran, looking at the Quran. Is good for your eyes, is good for your memory. Yes, my dear viewers, inshallah, you gain reward on top of it for looking at it, for touching the Quran, for reading the Quran. Allahu Akbar, it's replete with reward, inshallah, azza wa jal. My dear viewers, inshallah, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. We have listened to the tilawat of the Quran. Let's now move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
شکریہ آپ کا سلطان مدینے والے, مجھ ساسی بھی ہے مہمان مدینے والے, مجھ کمینے کو مدینے میں بلایا تم نے، ہے یہ احسان پہ احسان مدینے والے،
میں مدینے میں ہوں، 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 میں مدینے میں ہوں،
ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں، یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں، یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں، جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں، جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں، ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ مدینے میں ہوں، ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ مدینے میں ہوں،
میں مدینے میں ہوں، مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں،
ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری، ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری، ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں، اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو، اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو، سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں، سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں،
میں مدینے میں ہوں، مدینے میں ہوں، مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں،
مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو، آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں، مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو، آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں، جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا، جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا، مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں، مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں،
میں مدینے میں ہوں، مدینے میں ہوں، مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں،
میری عید جگہ میری میرا جگہ، میں یہاں گیا میں مدینے میں ہوں، میری عید جگہ میری میرا جگہ، میں یہاں گیا میں مدینے میں ہوں، موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو، موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو، ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں،
میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں مدینے میں ہوں، میں
مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, I was just watching it, not only just watching it, listening to that. I didn't watch much, I more listened to it, my dear viewers. Yes, alhamdulillah, seeing the blessed scenery of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah was so beautiful too. But just imagine being able to say this. The words were, "Main Madine mein hoon." I am in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. I'm just thinking, imagine being able to say this. And when can we truly say it? When we're actually there? Only then can we say, "Main Madine mein hoon." I'm in Medina. In the Madinah Al-Rasul, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Maybe begin to be given the chance, inshallah, to say this. And when can we truly say it? When we are there, my dear viewers. میں مدینے میں ہوں. Imagine being there and be like, I'm in Medina. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Medina, inshallah, alhamdulillah, Medina Sharif is, and this is what we say, Sharif, Medina Sharif, anything which is blessed, which holds a noble status in Islam, alhamdulillah, we'll say Sharif, we'll say the noble, the blessed place. And this is the most blessed place, the most blessed of cities, my dear viewers. The city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the illuminating city, my dear viewers of Madini Channel. And imagine being able to say, "Main Madine mein hoon." Imagine being in this blessed city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Imagine being able to see the blessed dome, the Masjid al-Rasul, the Masjid al-Nabawi, which is known as the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, my dear viewers, being able to see the blessed green dome, being in front of the beautiful, the blessed golden grills, and raising our hands and doing dua, because this is what we've been ordered in the glorious Quran. And you know, when the believers, when the people, when they oppress themselves, they've been told to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they commit sins or wrongdoing or whatever it may be. We've been ordered, Ja'uka. They've been ordered, my dear viewers on the channel, to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then repent for their sins and to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask for their forgiveness. For them to ask forgiveness, to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask forgiveness on our behalf. And only then does it mention that, then they will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers on the channel, to go to the blessed cities of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. And really, it's not just saying, we've heard it many times. I think whoever would come back, you know, we have many times, there may be relatives coming, friends who've possibly even been for the first time, and you ask them, how did you find it? What did you think of it? And I'll tell you, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, I remember speaking to one individual, and this person, it was his first time going there. And we were traveling, he came along with us, Madivis. We were in Makkah al-Mukarramah, we spent some time there. And then we came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. And when we came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, what he said was, he said, "I loved Makkah Sharif so much. I just enjoyed it and I loved it so much. I loved Makkah Sharif so much. And I didn't think, you know, anything could beat it. But when I came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, this is just different. This is even better, but it's just better in its own way. I don't even know how." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, it's the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what they say. Just Medina Sharif is just something else. Alhamdulillah. Do not like we always hear Medina in the kalams, in the Naat Sharifs, and whatever it may be. We're always hearing Medina. Even now, "Main Madine mein hoon," Medina. This is what we keep hearing. And my dear viewers of Madinah Sharif, when you go there, is when you truly realize, oh, Madinah Sharif was just different. It was, you could feel it in the air. And this is how it truly is. All those individuals who have never been to that place, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant them the means, ability, inshallah, to visit there soon. And also me, inshallah, I pray. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullah. كيف الحال يا أخي؟
الحمد لله على كل حال. First, جزاك الله خير ما شاء الله. Also for giving us this time on the weekend. ما شاء الله. May Allah Ta'ala keep you forever happy. We have our topic, which is remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, a sign of a wali of Allah is that when you look at a wali of Allah, they remind you of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What do you think, Hafsa? Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Let's begin with that.
I just walked in and mashallah, you were talking about the blessed city itself. That is brilliant, subhanAllah.
You know, because you just listen to a kalam, I'm in Medina. I was thinking, imagine being able to say that.
Subhanallah.
I'm in Medina.
Inshallah. You know, as they say, what you love is you talk about more as well, don't you? So, alhamdulillah, we love Medina. That's why we talk about Medina a lot as well. And you rightly mentioned, you know, there's a beautiful share of Amir al-Sunnat, I think it was. Arshay Ula Se Ala Meethe Nabi Ka Roza. And in that, there is a poem that, you know, alhamdulillah, Kaaba and Makkah are blessed, but Medina is more blessed.
The hadith which I'm aware of, it says, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina ka hubbina Makkah aw ashad. When the companions first came to al-Madina to Munawwara, many of them were very, very ill. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Aisha, she says, I took permission from the Prophet to go visit Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he was there. Hazrat Bilal was there. They both had fevers.
Allah.
And they were reciting poetry. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was saying, Kull umri'in musabbahun fi ahlihi wal mawtu adna min shiraki na'lihi. That, you know, everybody is spending their mornings with their families, and death is even closer than our shoelaces. Meaning that he was very, very ill. Hazrat Bilal Adranhu, he was reciting some sort of poetry like, you know, I wish if only I was in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then Hazrat Aisha Adranhu, she came to the Prophet, she told the Prophet this. That, you know, these are the things that they're saying. They're becoming ill, very ill. They have been overcome with fever, etc., etc. And this is when Rasulullah did this dua, and it's famous. Dua which I'm reciting, I've read in many books, these books, that Ya Allah, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. One thing is beautiful, it says, Allahumma habib, Ya Allah, make Madinat al-Munawwara beloved to us. Grant us love for al-Madinat al-Munawwara. Ka hubbina Makkah, as we love Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, Hafiz, this is very deep, Hafsab, it's very, very deep and very important. The reason being, it shows the extreme love for Makkah al-Mukarramah. For Makkah al-Mukarramah. Why? That was a place where they brought up in, the place where they lived.
Subhanallah.
You know, the place they would walk as children and they would grow up, etc. They spend the majority of their life there, 53 years or so.
It's hard leaving your own birthplace, you know, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, did that as well.
It's not just hard, it's very difficult. It's not like nowadays, it's very easy to locate nowadays. It's very difficult in them days. You know, once, just proof for this, how difficult it is. Once Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, do you know when the companions were leaving towards Abyssinia? Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, he saw this companion, this female companion, that she was packing her stuff, and he says to her, where are you going? She was a Muslim. He was a non-Muslim at this time. This was before he accepted Islam. So he says to her, what is it you're doing? And she became angry. She says, it's your fault. It's because of people like you, and this is what you're doing to us. You are harming us, and this is why we're having to leave now. And he says, is it that bad? This is his words. So is it that bad? Meaning that, imagine this torture. He knows people are being tortured. People are being harmed. But is it that bad that you're having to leave your city?
Allah.
So imagine how bad it is for them to leave their city.
Allah.
And Rasulullah left their city, and this was difficult for them. And this is when they did this dua, make Madinat al-Munawwara even more beloved to us than Makkah al-Mukarramah.
And after there was a hadith park that I read that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ever go to an expedition, and he would come back, and when he saw the walls of Medina, he would start to gallop his horse or camel. And Sahaba Ikram asked him, and he goes, this is the love for me about Medina. Now, so alhamdulillah, you can see from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam how much love he had for Medina as well. So why should we not love what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved? We both love both of them cities.
Alhamdulillah, we love both of them, no doubt about it. They're both great cities. And yes, there's, you know, what's greater? Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Al-Madina. So Makkah, why is it so great? One, due to other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but ultimately due to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left Makkah al-Mukarramah and come to Al-Madina al-Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still in Al-Madina al-Munawwara. Taba min tibi hinnal. Al-Qa'u wal-Akamu, you know, the entire land has become fragrant from the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many viewers, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. This is why Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah is greater. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to go. Okay, Hafsa, another thing, something which is important. When was the first time you met
Amir? I met Amir al-Sunnat in 2000. That was, you know, at that time there was no video, so we didn't know what he looked like. We could only hear the voice of Amir al-Sunnat through the cassettes. So in 2000, you know, I got married in August, and then in October, we went on a Madani Kafila into Multan Sharif. So we went via Madina Park, and as soon as we got to Multan Sharif, alhamdulillah, you know, we attended the Ijtima, and then there was the 3-day Tarbiyati Ijtima held in Karachi, and it was with Amir al-Sunnat. And we were all sat in, you know, the courtyard of Fezan-e Madina, you know, just waiting, you know, to see Amir al-Sunnat. And his, you know, brothers were serving the food and we were all eating. And, you know, we said to one of the guys, you know, how long is he going to be there? We're going to see Amir al-Sunnat. He goes, the person who was putting water in all of your cups, that was Amir al-Sunnat. He goes, no way.
Really?
You know, we were sat there and Amir al-Sunnat was walking around giving water to everyone, whoever needed. Wow. And we used to say, Madina. And he used to come and put water in. We never knew that was Amir al-Sunnat because we never saw him. And he never spoke as well. And you know, when they told us, subhanAllah, you know, that gave tears to our eyes. That look, you know, such a humble person that, you know, the world has come to see him. That, you know, so many millions of people. You know, he says that Multan Ijtima was roughly about 2.5 to 3 million people in the early days. And when it stopped in 2008 because of the security, you know, there were touching 4 million people. You know, and everyone obviously wanted to see Amir al-Sunnat as well. And when he would go around the Multan Sharif into the camp. Have you been to Multan Sharif, no?
Yes, I've been
to Multan. You know, when in the camps, Amir al-Sunnat...
No, not the Ijtima Multan Sharif.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Okay.
I've just generally been to the...
You know, there used to be camps set up. Mm-hmm. You know, just like you have camps for Hajj, you know, yeah? There used to be camps set up. And Amir al-Sunnat would go around in his car. You know, and people would find out and they would run after the car. And it was amazing, you know. And our camp was just next to the munch where the bayan would be. So alhamdulillah, even if we are in our camps, we could see Amir al-Sunnat because we are from Britain, aren't we? So in a lot of brothers from outside, but that was an amazing thing. And that was first time I saw him.
Gee.
We just went to the Karachi Tarbiyat Ijtima. But after that, alhamdulillah, every time I went to Multan Sharif, our munch was near the...
Achha, so you're saying that you were sitting down to eat.
Ji.
And a individual came and placed water in your cups.
Alhamdulillah.
And then you asked, where is Amir al-Sunnat?
Ji.
And that was them.
That was them, yeah. You know, at that time, you know, you've seen the building of Jami'atul Madina. You know, the entrance, in the middle entrance, not the corner entrance, that go upstairs.
Ji.
Yeah. That was where Amir al-Sunnat used to sit and do bath as well. And alhamdulillah, that was the year where we, you know, we waited in the queue and, you know, a lot of brothers were writing things for Amir al-Sunnat. And one of the guys, I asked him and he goes, look, he knows, he's our Pir al-Murshid, he knows what I want. And that, you know, really struck me as well because it was something new for us. You know, itane bandayana, you know, in the UK, we don't see these kind of things. You know, ishq, masti and all that kind, you don't see that. You've read it in the books.
Well, what's masti?
Masti means
like
that you fall in love with that personality. You know, Amir al-Sunnat, when he used to get off the sofa that he was sitting, you know, people will be there cry. And seriously, I've never seen a mahol like that.
Wow.
You know, the love that these people have for Amir al-Sunnat. And why do people love him so much is because his ajizi, his sincerity is that, you know, the brothers were once there and he says, Amir, Baba, you've done a lot of work for the deen. He goes, let me do it for the sake of Allah.
Oh.
You know. And, you know, subhanAllah, I've never seen anything like that. There was once a journalist that went from the UK, from Bradford actually, or was it Leeds? And he went to do an interview with Amir al-Sunnat. And he wrote a lot of articles and, you know, he wrote an article in his magazine. And he goes, the first time ever I've been to a king that rules over the hearts of people. And I have seen him coming to the door and receiving me and, you know, coming to the door when I'm walking out. You know, and he goes, he was barefooted and alhamdulillah. I asked him, no, Azad, you should have stayed inside. And he goes, this is the sunnah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wrote a beautiful article that was back in 2003-04, I think. And it was amazing, you know. So, and there was another journalist and he was traveling from Thailand to America. There was a Madani Kafila that came from China. And the brothers were in Thailand as well, because they all met up there. And they met with this guy and they asked him, where are you going? And he goes, oh, I'm going to America. And he goes, oh, where go? He asked him, where are you guys going? And he goes, oh, we're off to Pakistan. He changed his plans and he went with them to Pakistan.
Why?
Just to see, you know, where these guys are. Because they said, oh, there's going to be a massive gathering. And, you know, we're going to Dawat Islami Ijtima. And he goes, look, I want to go. And he came and he met with Amir al-Sunnah. And he accepted Islam as well.
Oh, and then he became Muslim.
He became Muslim as well. So, alhamdulillah. Mashallah. And then he continued his journey. You know, so this is how Allah Ta'ala changed the hearts and minds of people, whoever meets him as well.
Subhanallah. This is not even just him, this is his followers.
Alhamdulillah.
Because they had to have some sort of influence on him for him to change the trip up. You don't just change the trip like that.
Bishop.
I'm going to America. Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just come to Pakistan with you. That doesn't just happen.
Pakistan is not one of the famous countries that people will normally
travel. People fear to go to Pakistan.
Yeah, they fear to go there. Mm. But alhamdulillah, you know, we met with him as well, mashallah. And he was in tears. And there was another Kenyan priest in Africa, and he served his religion of Christianity for nearly 40 years. And, you know, alhamdulillah, Islam brothers make their mind up. He did accept Islam whilst he was in Kenya. But when he came to Pakistan and he looked at Amir al-Sunnah, you know, he was simple himself, the Kenyan brother. But when he looked at Amir al-Sunnah, all you could see was tears. Aranke, he couldn't understand what he was saying. But all he was in tears. And we met with him. And now this person, alhamdulillah, only in Pakistan, 50 people accepted Islam, you know, by the Islamic brother, the new Muslim. And then when he went back to Kenya, he's now Abu Baligh of Dawat Islami. So many hundreds of people have accepted Islam through his hands. So, you know, he says that it's a blessing. Since I met with him, he used to live in Kenya before. He was a Muslim. No one entered into Islam. But now when he met Amir al-Sunnah, he says that he was charged. And alhamdulillah, he went back. And he, you know, a lot of people came into Islam. Mm-hmm. So this is you spend a bit of a time with Amir al-Sunnah. This is the blessing that you get. You get charged up spiritually, alhamdulillah. But the most I did was, in 2010, we took a Madani Kafla from Rotherham. South Yorkshire. And mashallah, so just seven brothers, Harun Rashid was there, Irfan Bhai from Rochdale. And we took a Madani Kafla to meet with Amir al-Sunnah in December it was. We had this 2 weeks holidays. So alhamdulillah, we managed to get Amir al-Sunnah's time. Mm-hmm. And as we went early in the morning, it was Sahri time. And as soon as we got into the house of Amir al-Sunnah, you know, Baba said, oh no, there's nothing left for Sahri. What do I want? What can I give you guys? And we said, Papa, it's all right, we don't want anything. So he gave us 50 rupees to all of us to go and buy. And this is 2010. It was, 50 rupees was a bit of money. You know, you could buy a good breakfast.
That's right.
But who's going to spend that 50 rupees? So we stayed there for 2 hours. You know, just 7-8 of us with Amir al-Sunnah. And alhamdulillah, we were discussing a few masails. And, you know, Alanke, even though we're just part of, you know, we're not even alims. But alhamdulillah, this is the mindset that he gave. So a few brothers were talking about their own problems and we started talking about Madani work, how we can improve it. And at the end, Amir al-Sunnah came to the door with the Shehzadeh, mashallah, came to the door and, you know, seed us off as well. That was amazing, subhanAllah. And then in the last, I think it was half an hour, some more scholars came. That was brilliant because the scholars, they came and they were talking about masails. And subhanAllah, it was really good. And Amir al-Sunnah introduced us to them as well. That these are, mashallah, brothers from UK. They're doing fantastic job. And that was amazing. You know, them 2 hours, I can never forget that in my life.
Oh, mashallah. Beautiful. I was just listening to you and I was just enjoying it, to be honest. I've forgotten all about the program.
Yeah, we have a program that we do.
Well, alhamdulillah. Would you say that was your most, you know, your anything extraordinary?
Well, we was with an Islamic brother, Tariq Bhai from Huddersfield, yeah. And his father passed away.
Achha.
And, you know, he wanted to go to Karachi to take his brother as well. He wasn't in the Mahol. And, you know, we witnessed that Amir al-Sunnah. And then, you know, they had to leave back to Multan after 2 days. They just came to meet him. But Amir al-Sunnah was really busy. A lot of scholars were coming from out of the country. And Amir al-Sunnah was busy. And at that time, he used to lead the namaz himself. This is again back in 2003, I think it was. And he was leading the namaz himself. And Amir al-Sunnah, when he read off a Zuhr namaz, and the brothers, they said, right, we're going to read Zuhr and we're just going to do ziyarat of Amir al-Sunnah and we have to leave because we need to go. And at that time, Amir al-Sunnah turned around and, you know, all he was doing was looking at everyone and smiling, and, you know, it was good, mashallah, everyone smiling. And he pointed out to Tariq by his brother and he goes, beta, aap aa jaiye thodi der. So he came and Amir al-Sunnat goes, I know you're in a hurry. I'm sorry I couldn't give you time. All he did was just cry. And Amir al, how did you? You never told anyone. And Amir al-Sunnat smiled and he gave him, you know, some money that, you know, you might need this on the way. And, you know, he left from there. But, you know, that was amazing that, subhanAllah, you know, this is your Piro Murshid. He knows what murids are going through as well. And one of the brothers, alhamdulillah, you know, he was my own brother and my uncle's son, yeah, alhamdulillah, my brother-in-law, they went to Pakistan and they stayed 3 days in Fezan-e-Madina just to see Amir al-Sunnah. That night, you know, they went and they sat outside Amir al-Sunnah's house for the whole night because they wanted to see him because they had a flight back to Islamabad and they couldn't meet him. Now, as they went back to Fezan-e-Madina to do their packing and everything, you know, they rang me, okay, you know, we haven't met Amir al-Sunnat. And I said, look, I'll try my best, inshallah. So we got in touch with the Zimadaristan brother. I goes, look, my brother's here. He wants to meet Amir. If there is a chance, or else, don't worry. You know, we don't want Amir al-Sunnat to go into any problem. And he said, inshallah, I'll try. So half an hour later, my brother rang me and he goes, we've cancelled the ticket. We're going to meet Amir al-Sunnat. And they did bath on the hands of Amir al-Sunnat as well. Yes, he goes, there was only 4 or 5 of us. Wow. He spent that much time with them. So Amir al-Sunnat, alhamdulillah, you know, he's such a beautiful character, such, you know, soft-hearted person. And it's amazing, mashallah.
Allahu Akbar. Many viewers of Mandani Channel, the zikr of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt, alhamdulillah, we have this belief. So some things just hearing, we'll get to that, Hafsab. Let's, inshallah, go to our daily reminder. And then, inshallah, we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Offering salah is farb upon us 5 times a day. And remember, there are so many blessings of offering salah. Salah brings barakah. Salah brings blessings. Salah increases sustenance. Salah is the key to Jannah. And it will be, inshallah, means of light in our dark grave. At the same time, inshallah, this will be noor for us on Pul Sirat, Bridge of Sirat. But remember, the one who does not offer salah, it's also a great missing in his life. And it is a grave sin also. Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions in Fatawa Razawiyah, the one who intentionally misses a single salah becomes deserving of staying in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qada. Allahu Akbar. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, can you imagine that just one salah, if someone misses, then astaghfirullah, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is displeased, then he'll have to stay for 1,000 years in Jahannam, in hellfire. May Allah forbid. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah protect us. But do you know what is the lightest punishment in the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned, the lightest punishment, the person who will have hellfire will be such that he'll be given to wear the shoes made of fire, and his body's mind will boil like water in the kettle. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all the believers from the fire of hell. And may Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we offer salah 5 times a day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, we have our Hafiz Rufaqat Sahib. Hafiz Sahib, subhanAllah, during the break, you were saying something about a dream.
Gee.
Is there something you'd like to share with the viewers?
That's fine, alhamdulillah. You know, anything to do with Amir al-Sunnat, what we can say. Because, and to be honest with you, I personally am here because of him. Yeah, you know, my whole family, alhamdulillah, all businessmen, you know, all into business, but mashallah, in deen as well. But I would think that out of all my family, I'm the only one that is deep in Dawat Islami, you know, in a position, alhamdulillah, where I'm sitting in front of a camera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And mashallah, all my sisters and brothers, they're all zimmedars of Dawat Islami as well. Now, As we came back from Multan Ijtima, you know, you get charged up, don't you? That we met our Peer Murshid. Now, inshallah, we're going to go do our Madani work. So when I came back to Dewsbury, and, you know, it was really hard, you know, convincing people to come to the masjid. Our Ijtima was about 10, 15 people every week. And, you know, I was getting a bit disheartened. And one night I went to sleep and I used to say, my destiny awoke. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Amir Ahle Sunnat, in that dream I saw he was doing an Ijtima in our masjid and the masjid was packed. And Amir, you know, he looked at me, smiled at me and he goes, everything is possible. All you need to do is try hard and never give up. And that's when I opened my eyes. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, in Dewsbury, mashallah, we have a good gathering. We bought a building for Fizan-e Medina. We go and buy another building, inshallah, very soon.
Inshallah.
So work is, mashallah, increasing a lot in Dewsbury. And I would say that it's barakat of Amir Ahle Sunnah. It's never ever come to the UK. But Alhamdulillah, there is barakat and blessings in the UK.
Imagine this, Hafsab. That's a brilliant point. He's never come to the UK.
Yeah.
Now, some would not know this, that he has actually never come to the UK.
No.
And Nigrani Shura, they only just came a few years ago.
Gee.
The first time they ever came.
About 7 years ago.
Has it been seven years now?
7 years, yeah.
Allahu Akbar. 7 years.
Because he couldn't come last year, that would have been his sixth year.
Yeah. But Amir Ahle Sunnah themselves, they've never come to UK.
No.
They've never gone to America.
No.
Which other places have they never been to?
I think if we shorten it down, he's only been to South Africa,
right,
and a few Arab countries, and that's it, and Sri Lanka.
And Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, yeah. That's apart from that, he's never been to any
other. So he's not been in
India. He's been here.
And how many people would you say generally we have in the UK?
In the Madani Mahol, I think who are Attaris, we probably have about 30,000.
About 30,000.
30,000 people, yeah.
That's those who are Attari.
Attaris. Vaise Zimmedar Islam Brothers in the UK, I think we've got about 2,000 Islam Brothers.
Just think about this. They've never come here. But yeah, all this work in there. Just imagine the work in the UK. So we've got nearly 70 buildings, 70 institutions.
Gee.
70 institutions in the UK, they've never come here.
The biggest Islamic organization in the UK is Dawat Islami. Non-political organization, Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah. You know, compared to our buildings, compared to our man, we were in a meeting, and it was a council meeting. And there's a few other organizations that were attending that meeting. So one of them was saying, "Yeah, we've got 300 members." And he goes, "Oh, that's quite a lot, you know, 300 members." And everyone was going. And at that time, I was representing the UK. And in that meeting, we sat there and goes, "Well, we've got our TV channel, we've got 70 buildings, we've got nearly 30,000 people that are attached to them." And everyone was there looking at me, and I goes, "You know, you guys are saying 300, we've got 30,000. And growing every year, Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
And, you know, growing for the better, man. MashaAllah, what Dawat Islami has done, you know, what Dawat Islami has achieved. You know, Allah Ta'ala has, you know, this is khas fazal of Allah Azza wa Jal and Nikahim Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala has given a lot of respect to Dawat Islami that whatever work we do, you know, at this moment in time, Shibazbi, I will not be wrong in saying people's eyes are towards Dawat Islami. In every field you look at, you know, you look at Tablighi field, Dawat Islami. You look at education, Dawat Islami. You know, secular education, schooling, Dawat Islami. I was, you know, when we looked at that building, there was an Islamic brother there, and he goes, "Please do something in schools." He didn't know, you know, we've got the nurseries in Rotherham, Blackburn, we've got 5 branches in the UK, and every year we've got some in Birmingham, we've got nearly, we're trying to buy 3 running primary schools that we can take over, and, you know, Alhamdulillah.
In Birmingham,
yes. And the thing is, it's going to grow. And inshallah, in Dewsbury, our plans are for girls' high school, primary school, and a nursery. Just for girls. You know, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, it'll cover the whole locality. But every person's eyes are on Dawat Islami. Not disrespecting any organization. They are doing what they can. You know, Alhamdulillah, they're doing what they can. But to be honest with you, Dawat Islami is a different thing. And, you know, people's eyes, and well, it's not that because we've got a lot of money. I know and you know how we sometimes struggle to get the money. But whatever we tend to do, Allah Ta'ala just gives us barakat in the Alhamdulillah. Doors just open for us.
Oh, wow.
You know, when we bought the building in Rotherham, yeah? Kitne kitne fazail bayan kara Amir Ahle Sunnat. Okay, in the building we bought, it was for £92,000. We bought a building in Rotherham for 612,000. We ended up paying 550,000. We bought a building for 62,000, 65. We only paid 60. Wherever,
brothers, how does that work? Where you've purchased it for one amount, only paying less?
Because either, so you know, the person who's selling it, you know, he'll be thinking, all right, I'll give you a discount. Just, you know, the guy who bought it in Rotherham, he goes, you know what? Because I'm going to pay off my bank, yeah, I'm going to give you a discount as well. So he paid off his bank straight away for the loan he had for the building.
Yeah.
He had, you know, he saved 50 grand. He passed that saving on to us. So we saved 50,000. You know, so alhamdulillah. And then, you know, another building in Rotherham, we had the Sheffield where we bought. The boiler system, you know, the heating system went down. And the council, you know, they said that we'll knock you £30,000 off. Yeah. We ended up fixing that just for 80 quid. You know, so I think that was a barakat in disguise.
Allahu
alhamdulillah.
And alhamdulillah, but something to learn from that is that, mashallah, the people, the people, their kindness and their giving.
Alhamdulillah.
Because it is the money coming in from the people.
From the people, yeah, donations are coming in from them.
And some people think, where is it this all this money is coming from? Do you know where all the money is coming from?
You know, the thing is, you know, like they say, Zamzam, where does the water come from? They don't even know. Yeah, this year, we don't know, seriously, we don't know where the money comes from. One day, yeah, we'll be sat down struggling, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, where are we going to get the money from? Yeah, next day we get a phone call, oh, I want to donate some money. And you know, it's like Allah Ta'ala has planned it for us. And, you know, we do go through sleepless nights as well sometimes, you know, when you got, you know, all this money to raise and, you know, it's hard. In the building we're trying to buy, you know, in a city, you know, it's about £1 million. We've given the offer for £1 million. Now, for me to raise £1 million, I know it's going to be hard. But then in the back of my mind, I know, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, yeah, see, fazal us, you know, we'll raise that, inshallah. When we bought this complex, you know, it was just under £1 million. And we raised £500,000 in 2 weeks.
Oh.
You know, not myself, brothers in the locality. Mm-hmm. You know, mashallah. So the thing is, when Dawat Islami, you know, wants to do something, Allah Ta'ala has karam on, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. My dear viewers, the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make wudu. Pleased, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, Rabi'a, ask, you will be given for what you ask for. I replied, I ask you to keep me company in heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam further asked, anything else? I replied, just this. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for? After Sayyiduna Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then help me by prostrating abundantly. In other words, we have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafl salah abundantly as gratitude. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he has complete authority given to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. He can give whatever and to whomever he wants. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hafsab, I have another, inshallah, quick question about Amir al-Sunnah, inshallah, And we also have our kalam. So what should we go to? Let's listen to our kalam first, inshallah. And then we shall end on this. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Chashm dil seene kalje se lagane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Aah qismat, aah qismat, mujhe duniya ke ghamon ne roka. Aah qismat, mujhe duniya ke ghamon ne roka. Haaye taqdeer ke taiba mujhe jaane na diya. Haaye taqdeer ke taiba mujhe jaane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Chashm dil seene kalje se lagane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Haath pakde hue le jaate jo taiba mujhko. Haath pakde hue le jaate jo taiba mujhko. Saath itna bhi to mere rufqa ne na diya. Saath itna bhi to mere rufqa ne na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Chashm dil seene kalje se lagane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Sharbat-e deed ne aur aag laga di dil mein. Sharbat-e deed ne aur aag laga di dil mein. Tapish-e dil ko badhaya hai bujhane na diya. Tapish-e dil ko badhaya hai bujhane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Chashm dil seene kalje se lagane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Ab kahan jayega naqsha tera mere dil se. Ab kahan jayega naqsha tera mere dil se. Teh mein rakha hai ise dil ne gumane na diya. Teh mein rakha hai ise dil ne gumane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Chashm dil seene kalje se lagane na diya. Bakhte khufta ne mujhe roze pe jaane na diya. Nafs سے بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی نفس بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا خفتا نے مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا چشم دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا خفتا نے مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا میرے اعمال میرے اعمال میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا خفتا نے مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا چشم دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا خفتا نے مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا اور چمکتی سی غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری اور چمکتی سی غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری رنگ اپنا ابھی جمنے شعرا نے نہ دیا رنگ اپنا ابھی جمنے شعرا نے نہ دیا خفتا نے مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا چشم دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا خفتا نے مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم حافظ صاحب, I had one final question for you. There's something which is really famous known as Chal Madina.
جی.
Which is basically, well, if you explain what it is firstly, what is
Chal Madina is a term in Dawat Islami where you get the opportunity to do Hajj with Amir Ahl Sunnat. In the same group, the Amir al-Sunnah, all the Islam brothers who act upon the Madani Namat, you know, they go for Chal Madina.
Have you ever had this opportunity, this chance to go?
Not even touching it, to be honest with you. You know, Amir al-Sunnah says that if you act upon 72 Madani Namat, Chal Madina. And you know, the likes of Haji Yafur, Haji Shahid, and Arakine Shura, some of them, and some other normal Islam brothers, yeah, mashallah, they act upon the Islamic sisters. So if any Islamic sister, you know, wants to go for Chal Madina, then her husband goes with them as well in the mahram. But, you know, mashallah, it's amazing. Chal Madina, to spend time with Amir al-Sunnah, the way he does Hajj is totally different.
Have you been to just generally Umrah with them?
No.
You must have been at the same time as them.
Yeah, yeah, alhamdulillah. In the last 2 years, I was on Hajj as well. Amir al-Sunnah was on Hajj as well. But, you know, as they say, we just cross each other's path.
Yes.
You know, and I did try my best, but to be honest with you, I had a lot of people, and because it was really, you know, security wise, that's why I thought, look, I'll sacrifice, I won't go, because if I go, then all these guys want to come as well, and it's not fair, so I won't go, you know, just to say, keep Amir al-Sunnah happy, safe.
SubhanAllah. And sometimes it does cause them difficulty if they're trying to perform that.
Because I was told that only you can come, no one else, and I said to Rukneshwara, look, I have all these guys, I want him to come. I won't come as well if they don't come, because you know, because at the end of the day, if I go, then you know, it's going to break their heart. So if I don't go, they know it going to get, doesn't matter.
A true leader, eh? Mashallah. A true leader. Mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Last few minutes, what would you say, Hafsa?
I would say that those people who have not seen Dawat-e-Islami from closer, please come and see what Dawat-e-Islami is really about. Dawat-e-Islami is not only about, you know, Islamic brothers with beards and Islamic sisters doing parda. You know, Dawat-e-Islami is more than that. Dawat-e-Islami is to build your children's best future. You know, to build an environment where they can have the best education, where we can have the best tarbiyah, where you have the opportunity to work for the deen, whereas you might not have had that opportunity. Whatever field of life you are from, whatever qualifications you have, Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, is inviting you. We can fit you in any of these departments and you can serve the deen as well. Inshallah. And there are hundreds and thousands of brothers who are working fi sabilillah, giving their expertise to Dawat-e-Islami as well.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah, Hafsab, Jazakallahu khairah for your time. I pray that Allah Ta'ala accept all your permissible du'as. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala show you the blessed cities of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, Al-Makkah Al-Makarama again, inshallah, and me hopefully with you,
inshallah,
too. But even inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. That's all for now. Continue to recite the Ruh Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.